Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I love this guy. There is nobody smarter or tougher than Stephen Miller. Stephen, say it.
Who's enjoying 100 golden days of America? President Trump has achieved the most secure border in American history. He's fighting violent crime. He's fighting the drug cartels. He's cutting your taxes. He's cutting wasteful spending. He's draining the swamp. He's standing up to the radical left. He's standing up to the communists. And he's making America stronger than it's ever been. President Trump will never stop fighting for you, your children, and your family. And President Trump will make sure that in this country, not illegal aliens, not criminals, not gangbangers, but American citizens come first, last, and always. Thank you. And thank you, President Trump, for being the greatest president in American history.
Stephen Miller always has a point to make, and he is very good at getting straight to it. The 100 days are upon us of the first part of Donald Trump's second term, and a lot of people, of course, have a lot of opinions about it. Let's get ours from our friend Jory Murdoch. Joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and a Fox News contributor. Jeroy, thanks for being with us today. It's good to have you back.
It's great to be with you again, Annie.
So 100 days in, are you celebrating? Are you saying, you know, we need some more time? Is it a disaster? How do you feel about the president's administration?
Well, I think 100 days in, generally good. I think I give Trump tremendous credit for a couple big things. Number one, audacity, just the fact that he is taking on such major challenges. He's not doing what Daddy Bush said back when he was running for re-election. Bush Sr. was asked, what is your agenda for your re-election if you're in another term? He said, I'll just manage the inbox. That is not Donald J. Trump. He does just manage the inbox. He is taking incredibly bold and in many cases very risky moves in many directions. I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. The tremendous energy, I mean, whether you like what Trump is doing or not, everybody has to admit, here's a guy who gets up early in the morning, goes to sleep late at night, and this guy works all day long, particularly compared to the last administration, which was, you know, like a, what, maybe like a 3 or 4 volt battery. This guy's the Energizer Bunny. And I think the transparency has also been tremendous. The amount of questions he answers, the press access that the access the press has to him and to people around him, the declassification of records, that sort of thing. There's a real emphasis on transparency in the part of this administration. As far as policies that have been successful, I think the fact the border has been basically sealed shut. I think the getaways are. I think border crossings in general are down about 93%. I think I saw that the gotaways are down 95%. The number of people just released to the border, I think one day it was just like 9 people total, something like this, versus thousands and thousands a day on the part of Biden when he was there. That's been a huge success. I think the overall attack on crime, including illegal alien criminals, that's been very positive. I think sort of the areas that I think obviously need more work, the tax cuts were moving in that direction, but I really wish that those were, you know, either already signed or at least have a bill being debated on the floors of the House and Senate at this point. It looks like they're still, you know, weeks away from that. I wish that had happened earlier. I think the tariff thing is a big question mark. You know, if that leads to better trade deals and better terms for American exporters soon, that will be a very good thing. If this continues to drag on and not be settled one way or the other, I think it's going to delay the economy, and I should say restrain the economy and delay the return to prosperity, which is obviously something that's a big concern to a lot of people. And then areas where I think I'd really like to see a lot less of, and this ties into something happened just the other day in Canada with the re-election of the Liberal Party, 5 more years of Canadian socialism, now under a man by the name of Carney, who's sort of like Justin Trudeau without the good looks. A big part of the reason that happened, I think, is that Trump, we're talking about turning Canada into the 51st state, and I think at one point said, this is not a worthy country, or words to that effect. He shouldn't be talking about our allies and our friends that way. And it's one thing to joke about it once or twice, but to say it over and over and over again. I think a lot of Canadians are very upset about this, and he just led to a situation that people thought, well, you know, we have a two-word response for Donald J. Trump, and it's not Merry Christmas or Happy Easter. And the result is the election of this man, Carney, and now 5 more years of big government socialism in Canada at a time where it looked like the Conservative Party actually was going to get in, and that's going to be delayed for at least 5 years. And that's a big negative for Canada, and big negative for us as their neighbor.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment. I think it's a good look at the course of all of the different things that have taken place so far. I think that, you know, you're not going to go 100 days or any amount of days if you're really trying to do things in a big, bold way, the way this administration is doing. You're going to make mistakes along the way. We know Donald Trump has, you know, a lot of people think it's his number one weakness, but I think it kind of comes along with his strength and the way he speaks and the willingness to kind of put people back on their heels a little bit. Do you feel as though the speed with which he has addressed so many things, has he taken on too much at one time? Or if you want to make transformational change before a midterm election, is this the right pace?
Yeah, I think that there is a positive to doing as many things as he has done all at once, which is it is left of the left, that's small L and capital L, left of the Democrat left and Democrats, incapable of knowing where to focus. If you said, hey, we're just going to work on the tax cut and do nothing else and spend 100% of our energy on the tax cut, then the left could say, all right, we're just going to scream and yell about taxes and maybe be able to mount a credible defense against what he wants to do. But when you've got the tax cut going on and tariffs and DEI and the border and Greenland and on and everything happened at one time, these people just don't know, you know, where to aim their rifles. I think that's probably a terrible analogy. You know, where to aim their slingshots. So let's use that one. Maybe it's a less dangerous analogy. I think that's part of the reason he's been able to be as effective as he has been, is that the left is not able to coalesce against any one particular policy. So I think that's probably smart. You know, I think you're right. There are some mistakes that will be made when you're going at that kind of a pace. But I think he's trying to get a whole lot done in not a lot of time. And I wish the sense of urgency were as great on Capitol Hill, where I wish they would be taking, again, the tax cuts should have happened already. And I think they ought to be taking his executive orders and turning them into statutes, which are much harder to reverse if, God forbid, we have, you know, President AOC or President Cory Booker in 2028 or 2029. It's going to be a lot harder for them to reverse what he's trying to do if these executive orders are turned into statutes rather than just executive orders, which can be reversed just with a stroke of a pen.
Yeah, I am excited to see that the House and the Senate can come together with their Republican majorities, even if they're very small. I'm excited to see them actually get it done. I was actually in D.C. this weekend and speaking with some congressmen while I was there, and they said it's going to be a really nasty fight and it's going to get done. So they're telling me that it's going to happen. I wonder if at the end of the day, are we still far enough away from the midterm elections where we can have these nasty fights, Republicans can call each other out, they figure out what they need to do to get it across the finish line, and it doesn't, you know, if they get the tax cuts and they make them permanent, does what takes place right now have a big bearing on what happens in the midterm election if they're able to accomplish it at the end of the day before the 4th of July?
Well, you say 4th of July. I really think this ought to be done by Memorial Day. I mean, these people, you know, like if they need to spend the rest of May and getting this wrapped up before summer begins, fine. But 4th of July is late. I mean, this thing ought to be wrapped up, and they ought to be able to sit down and focus on this, get this done next month. And it has to be retroactive to the first of the year, not delayed with these things kicking in next year. You want to have the economy up and running and strong, so that when the midterms roll along, the people say, great, Trumponomics is working great. This is terrific. I'm making more money. I got a raise. I got a promotion. I'm paying my bills. I'm happy. And I'm thrilled with what Trump has accomplished. And then the GOP will, I think, prevail at the midterms. If they don't, and the economy's weak, and I think we already saw that we're now in a negative quarter. This quarter's retracted 0.3%, in part because of all the question marks about tariffs and the other uncertainty. And the economy is not up and running. The GOP is going to do poorly in the midterms. What that means is House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. It means impeachment 3, impeachment 4, impeachment 5. And Trump's entire agenda will shut down because the Democrats hate his guts and won't agree to pass National Peach Month if that's something he wants to have done. So these people need to move very quickly, and the sooner they can get the regulations and the deregulation and the tax cuts and the energy dominance, et cetera, underway, the more likely that this economy will be robust and charging ahead, and as a consequence, boost the chances for the GOP to hang on to the House and hang on to the Senate.
Dory Murdoch speaking with us right now. The president has said in regards to his 100 days that he really feels like everything they said they were going to do, they've either done or they've started doing. I would imagine that there's a lot of this stuff that by the end of a full year in office that we'll know pretty much if he's going to be successful on the majority of the things that he has started right now. We'll have a better idea of what way it's going. There's still a lot of time left on the clock for Donald Trump. Do you have any? Can you think yet on the other side of the tax cuts, on the other side of the tariff thing shaking out, hopefully the way the president sees it, on the other side of the border being secure and the deportations taking place? Is there anything on the other side of that yet in your brain for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, well, let's assume he gets his agenda through regarding all the stuff he's working on now. Yeah, there's going to be a lot to do. Healthcare is one. We still have not repealed or replaced Obamacare. I mean, I think when he came in, he slowed it down and shrank Obamacare about as much as he could. But we still have not implemented a Republican free market, limited government-oriented healthcare policy. So I'd certainly work on that. We need a lot of work in an enormous amount of work done in education. I just saw the other day a group called Wire Points, I think, which is a think tank in Chicago, right next to where you are. They determined that I think it's now 80 different schools in Illinois where there are no students who are proficient in math, I think it is. I believe it's math, not English. Maybe it's both. But 80, I think they're high schools, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the state of Illinois. So it's not just Chicago. And you've got J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, running around screaming and yelling and holding himself up as some kind of a role model to people, which he's not. And so I think education, school choice, maintaining high standards and striving for academic excellence in schools, that's something that ought to be happening from kindergarten all the way through graduate school. So you put a lot of effort into that. And just generally speaking, the idea of innovation and creativity and having an economy that is able to come up with new products and new services and so on, and providing whatever we need beyond economics, beyond tax cuts, to make it possible for entrepreneurs and innovators to succeed in the society, whether it's either more deregulation or more access to scientific research or whatever it might be. Those are three areas I'd look at beyond what's sort of being debated on Capitol Hill right now.
Yeah, there's so much work that can be done still. And I think that it's exciting to know that maybe we'll be in a position to see some of that take place. But some really key important steps for, like you said, Congress to get on board with and get done, and for the president to continue pushing through his executive office. Dory, we're always grateful to have you here on the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for the time today.
It's great to be with you again, Annie. Thanks very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I know.
Dory Murdoch, a Project 21 ambassador, a nationally syndicated columnist, and a Fox News contributor with us each Wednesday. Let's take a quick break. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Grade the first 100 days of the Trump administration. We want to know how you feel about how the president is doing. And if you're interested, should we take some phone calls on this? What do you say? You want to call in and give the president and the administration a grade? I'm going to give you the phone number here right now. You can stick it in your phone. And if you're not going to call today, put it in your phone and save it for the next time we open the phones. 100 days in, how do you feel about
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Donald Trump's administration and its successes and failures. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. One more time, 314-241-9797. Your calls next.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.